Neskina Echa Yeshvacha, that tells us that Sharon describes the destruction of the 24 Mishmaros of Kohanim that carried out the Avodah, the service in the Beis HaMikdash. Many of the names of the cities in this particular Kina, in which these Kohanim were identified with, may sound familiar, although, as the notes in the article point out, with the exception of one, namely Yeshevav, every one of the names that are given to the Mishmaros in this particular Kina are not the real names that are found in Divrei Hayamim. Rather, these are names that were sort of nicknames that were given to these particular groups to reflect the particular sins that they were involved and associated with. And it was only one group that is singled out over here as Yeshevav, which perhaps was not charged with any particular sin, that the name that appears over here is the actual name for this Mishmar is found in Sefer Divrei Hayamim. The Kohanim were singled out by the Romans and suffered more than the average Jew. They experienced their own unique exiles that even after consideration was given by Rome and allowing people to live in Eretz Yisrael after the Churban, the Kohanim were forced to leave. And this Kina describes the dismantling and the destruction of the cities of Kohuna. Most of the martyrs who died al Kiddush Hashem during the time of the Churban Abayis were Kohanim. And we remember them now not only for their suffering but for their faith, because many of them continue to observe the laws of Tumah V'Tahara with the hope and anticipation of the renewed service. Indeed, the Netilas Yadayim that we wash each and every time we eat bread is only in place to keep the Kohanim on the ball and ready to go. And this reflects their personal anticipation for the renewed Avoda. The idea of having a Kohen available to serve as an intermediary, to serve as an assistant in our Avoda with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that we really cannot appreciate. Our understanding, appreciation, perception of Kohanim in our day is very limited. A Kohen gets the first Aliyah, we offer him the benching. A Kohen himself knows that there are challenges that a Kohen faces, in terms of who he could date, where he could visit, can enter the hospital, which airline he could fly on. So most of us have given the choice, you know, would you like to be a Kohen or not? I'd say, you know, I prefer not, thank you. I'll get Shlishi, I'm just as happy with that. So that is a very tragic perception of the Kohen, who was an individual who had such esteem, such importance and prominence within the Jewish community. But Tom Ratzal has reflected how we've learned to accept a community without Kohanim. And these people were completely dedicated, profoundly learned, plus success to Shekhalin Yishmu Das. One who went to Yerushalayim was humbled in the presence of his people. He was able to compare himself to these outstanding individuals and see where he was holding spiritually. But this is something that, again, one of the consequences of the Churban that we would not even know, a consequence that we wouldn't even appreciate were not for this Kina, that in addition to all the different aspects of the Churban of Kohuna, the destruction of the Kohuna, the priesthood, the way it was supposed to be, the way it was, and we read this Kina with the hope and the expectation that in our lifetime we'll be able to see the restoration of the family, of the group of Kohanim, so that they could serve the community the way they should. Eicha Yashva, Chavashalos Yasharon, Adonai Omiti, Noshe.